Blog Talk Radio.
There comes a moment when my heart must stand alone on this lonely path I've chosen, like a house that's not a home. Sometimes when I feel I've had enough and I feel like giving up, you will need to be all I can be. Now nothing can stop me.
Hi, and welcome to Spiritual Talk Radio. My name is Psychic Medium Michael, and I am your host for this program. And I do believe in the power of you and I. You know, one thing that Spirit's been talking to me a lot about in my own personal meditation time is what we can do together. You know, and I'm talking about you and Spirit, you and I. You know, when we unite, when we get past all the things that really don't matter and we get into Spirit, which does matter, there is no stopping us. You know, when we really can realize what's inside of us. And I think a lot of us don't realize that. We don't realize all potential, all awesome things, all great things, all anything that's ever going to happen in your life is already in you. We just got to get it working out there, getting it outside of you. I pulled three cards for the show today. I want to focus on them really quick here. They come from my Healing with the Angel deck by Doreen Virtue. It was really my very first deck of cards that I started using, and I use them even to this day. And so I got three cards today I want to focus on. And the first card I want to focus on, it sort of goes with the subject of the show today, is New Love, is the card, is the first card I want to focus on. And a lot of times when we hear the card New Love, we think, okay, you know, somebody else is coming into my life or stuff like that. But today, Spirit's coming in here with this card saying, you know what, love you, loving yourself, you know, having that relationship with you, that new love, you know, getting to know you. Do you know that a lot of us don't really know us, really don't know who we really truly are? And so, you know, this card's popping in saying, hey, you know what? Today's that day for you to really get who you are and go into that place. Then the next card is the sign card. And watch for the little signs of our lives. I think I mentioned this the other day. A lot of times we're looking for gigantic billboards or, you know, the writing in the sky that says, hey, you know, I'm with you. And a lot of times our loved ones, our angels, our spirit guides are just giving us little signs that they're with us. They're always with us, and we're missing the little signs. You know, when you're going down the road and you see a deer or if you see a little flower and you go, man, you know what, that was an awesome experience. Those are little signs from Spirit saying, hey, you know what, I'm with you and I'm watching over you. And then the other card, the last card I want to focus on today is the dream card. And to dream bigger, pay attention to our dreams. Right now, a lot of us are going through a major awakening period, and Spirit's talking to us in our dreams. So, you know, pay attention to that right now. You know, pay attention to your dreams. I would suggest all of you, including myself, keep a journal, a dream journal right now, and write down those things. And, you know, they might not make sense right then, but they might make sense later. You know, I've noticed that in my own dream life. A lot of times they don't make sense right away, but then, you know, if I look at them, if I analyze them, if I break them down, then I can see Spirit working in them. And then the other thing, you know, the dream card could be bringing up here is, you know, that we don't dream big enough. We don't manifest big enough. You know, we just settle sometimes. And, you know, I don't know about you, but I'm tired of settling for less than what Spirit has for me. And Spirit has so much amazing things for you, for me, for all of us together, and we just need to dream bigger, okay? So those are the cards for the show today, and also will be the deck that I'll be using to do readings today as well. Let's go ahead and open with prayer. If you would like to be a part of the program and you're saying, hey, you know, I got a question that needs an answer, if you have that, do this for me. Pick up your phone and punch in these numbers, 347-327-9316. You get to talk to Rose first, and she'd be happy to talk to you. She's helping me out. Hi, Rose, and thank you so much for helping out today. Normally, I'm not on the weekends, but I was just sitting here in the house and meditating, and all of a sudden, I saw like a stoplight, and I saw at the bottom of it the green light meaning go, and I was like, go. And then I realized, oh, a show. And so normally, like I said, we're not on the weekends, but I haven't been on air since I think the last time I talked to you was on Thursday. And so we're glad to be here. And so let's go ahead and open with prayer. Father, Mother, God, I just thank you for this day. I thank you for everything that you do for us. Thank you for all the little blessings that you bring into my path every single day of my life. And just let me become more and more aware of the little things that you do for me, you know. And I thank you for the little things, the big things, and all the things in between there. But, you know, let me become more aware of the little things, the little blessings of my life. And thank you for that. And Father, Mother, God, right now I ask that you would help me completely and absolutely move out of the way and become that vessel that you use on this program. And Father, Mother, God, just don't let us go through the motions of this program today, but let us really settle in with you, really hear from you today. You know, a lot of times, Father, Mother, God, it's just easy for us to go through the motion of life. And I don't want to go through the motions of life. I want to live life. I just don't want to become a mechanical thing that just da, 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 and my day like that. I don't want mechanical days. I want Spirit-filled, Spirit-blessed days. And I know that that's what my listeners want as well in their own lives. Father, Mother, God, right now, I turn my focus upon them, and I ask that you would help them physically, mentally, spiritually, emotionally, every area of their life, that you would touch them. Those that are feeling a little lonely today, feel like there's several that are just feeling a little lonely, a little lost today, just let them know that you're with them and that you're helping them and moving in their situation and in their life in this now moment. Father, Mother, God, I pray for my mom right now. I ask that you would touch her body. She was having some pain in her back, and I just ask that you would be with her today and be with my dad today, and I thank you for them, and I thank you for the blessings that you're bringing into their life, even in this now moment. Father, Mother, God, in this now moment, as we are, forgetting about the past, not focusing on the future, but coming into this now moment with you right now. And surround all of us and surround this program with the white light of the Holy Spirit. And we say namaste and we say amen. All right. You know, we're in a Mercury retrograde right now, and a lot of you are having some struggles. The one thing that I would tell you during this period of Mercury retrograde, be gentle with yourself. You know, this is not a good time to start new projects and, you know, things like that. You know, it's time to wrap up old stuff and things like that and get ready to move into a better day ahead. But if you're having a rough time with this Mercury retrograde, you know, just be clear. I think the problem here for a lot of people already is communication not being clear, not precise. The other thing I will tell you, during this Mercury retrograde, you know, relationships might have problems communicating. So the one thing that I would tell you, be really clear on what you're saying so there's no misunderstandings, no confusion, none of that stuff. I was talking to somebody the other day, and there was some communication problems between me and them, and they thought that I said something that I didn't say, and so we got that cleared up, and everything's okay. But it's really easy right now to have those problems. So to avoid that, you know, be really clear on communication. This is not a good time to sign contracts. It's not a good time for a lot of that stuff. So just, you know, be easy on yourself. You know, we're going to be talking today a little bit about, you know, 7 steps to loving yourself a little better and things like that as we go on through the show. Because it, you know, the one thing that I'm learning in my own life is it's okay to love me. It's okay to enjoy being with me. And there was a time when I didn't like that. But now, you know, I really like me. I think I'm awesome and cool and all those things. So that's what matters, is what I think about me. It also matters what you think about me. But, you know, not to the point where it used to be, where, you know, I was trying to please other people too much. And so, all right. We, you know, the one thing that we need to realize is, you know, as long as we're okay with us and as long as we're okay with spirit and spirit's okay with us, that's what really matters, okay? Let's go ahead and talk to my good friend down in Florida, Ann, and let's say hi to her today. Hi, Ann.
Hi, Michael. Thanks for taking me first.
No problem.
I'm pretty kind of deep distressed today. My air conditioning went out at the beginning of the week, and I've been trying to raise money to have it fixed so far. I don't have any answers. And today my TV went out. One of my toilets is leaking, or dripping. It's not leaking, thank God. But I've also was hit with a legal issue.
Right.
Well, I'm pretty knocked out of the box. I'm wondering
where
all this. I'm going to get some help here.
Okay.
Pretty hot down here.
Yeah, it's very humid in Florida, so yeah, I totally understand. I cannot imagine being in Florida and not have air conditioning. So I've never been there, but I've heard a lot about people that do live down there, and it's very humid down there. I'm sorry, Ann. First of all, I want to say that I'm really sorry you're going through this. I mean, it's like you're getting slammed right now. You know, it's one thing after another. And the one thing that Spirit wants to do here is to encourage you and let you know that they're working on your behalf. It's just being a little slow here. I do feel like that you will get some help with your air conditioner, get that thing back on. You know, I do see that for you. You know, this legal thing is an ongoing thing. I do feel like that it will, once it's all settled and done with this legal thing, and you'll come out okay on this. So I wouldn't stress about it. I know when we have legal issues that come up, you know, it can be really scary. It can get very frustrating and things like that. But, you know, the Spirit just doesn't want you to go into that place of frustration. Wants you to go into a place of faith. I'm going to go ahead and pull some cards on this as well as we're talking here, and see what the cards say. You know, the one thing is have a spirit of playfulness. I know you don't feel like that right now. I know that you're sort of drained. You know, there's no playfulness spirit right there. But Spirit wants you to go into that place of trust and you know, realize that they're working on your behalf, because I definitely see that. So, you know, that card's popping in here. And, you know that as you go, the one thing that I keep seeing for you, Ann, is as you go out of October, and we're in the last week, you know, coming up here. So as you come out of October, I really feel like that things are going to start clearing up here, where you're going to have more of a clear mind, that things are going to start working a whole lot better for you. You're not going to have these hiccups. Right now we're in Mercury retrograde, so it's understandable that electronic things, things like that, are having a lot of problems right now with this Mercury retrograde. And that's going to intensify a little bit as this Mercury retrograde really starts kicking in here. You know, as you go out of October into November, I got a Serenity card that's in here in the middle of these cards. Telling me that you are going to have some peace, you are going to get some resolved on this, especially as your health goes, your finances go. Definitely do see some resolution in November for you. So that's a good thing. And the last card I want to pull for you, Ann, is the Balance card. And the one thing is, you know, right now you're just feeling emotionally off balance. Understandable. I'd be wanting to pull my hair out and scream and kick and all kinds of stuff if I was going through what. Yeah. 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 And so, you know, and you need to find an emotional release. So it's okay to scream right now if you want to scream. You know, just get that out of you. But as you go into November, I feel like that this Balance card is popping in here and saying that in November, things are going to start balancing out. I really feel like that November is going to be a whole lot calmer for you, you know, and things are going to start getting a lot better. So just hang in there. I know I tell you that all the time, but hang in there, because things are going to get better. I definitely see that for you. You are going to have that serenity. You are going to have that balance as you go into November. So hang in there, all right?
I applied for a small loan with my bank last week, and I don't know if you think anything will come to me.
Yeah, I feel like that you will get that.
Really?
I feel like that you should hear something early week, Monday, Tuesday, on that.
So if I get that, then at least I can take care of some of the broken issues.
Yeah, and I feel like you're going to get that loan. Like I said, I would see it like Monday or Tuesday on that.
And the legal, I have a legal person, a free legal, working on that issue.
Okay.
With the money, I'm wondering if that's going to maybe not be as bad as I'm thinking it is.
Yeah, it's not going to be as bad as your mind is trying to make it. So. Don't get into your head, get into your heart. I don't see it being as bad as your brain is trying to make this. Okay?
All right. I told you I'm selling my home.
Right.
One person looking at it, but I haven't had any bites yet. But
yeah.
It doesn't
you
help
will.
When they're broken.
Yeah, I know. Yeah, it's a little hard for somebody to think about living there. When they walk in and the house is hot, yeah, it's a
I'm
little
ready,
uncomfortable.
I'm ready to
yeah.
put scarecrows and witches out and say, come enter if you dare.
Yeah.
Of Halloween, but I don't really have any plans for Halloween, but it feels like Halloween here already.
Right, yeah. And just know that things will get better, and I appreciate you calling in, okay?
Appreciate you being on, Michael. Thank you.
No problem.
Many blessings to you and
you
your
too.
Family.
Thank you. Have a great day. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Yeah, you know, and you know, I think everybody's under the gun right now, you know. And, you know, the one thing that I would tell you is white light your electronic stuff, your computers, TVs, radios, microwaves, refrigerators, anything electronic. I feel like we'll have some problems as this Mercury retrograde. You know, we're just getting into it, guys. We're just starting Mercury retrograde. And so, you know, car problems, things like that, you know, there were some problems here, you know, in the last few days. Car was broken down a little bit, and then last night there was no heat in the house. And all of those were easy fixes, and so thankful for that. But, you know, just pay attention. Know that you'll get through it. You know, this too shall pass. You know, we've had Mercury retrogrades before. We've got through them, and so we'll get through this one. It's just going to get a little tough for some of us, and, you know, just look at the lessons that Spirit's trying to teach you during this Mercury retrograde, and it will get better, all right? All right, let's go ahead and talk to 562. Could you say your name for me, please?
Yvonne,
all right. I thought that's how you pronounce it, but I just wanted to be sure. How can I help you today?
Hi, I'm just calling to see, what do you see for the love area for me? I've been alone for a while, like 2 years, I think. I just want to see what you pick up.
All right. You know, and I feel like in these 2 years, you know, that you, you know, haven't had anybody around, I feel like that those have been years that you've really worked on yourself, you know, really focused on you and stuff like that. And Spirit's telling me that you're ready for a relationship now. So, you know, a lot of times we think that we're, you know, ready and we're not. But I really feel like that you are. I think you've got a lot of that old baggage out of the way and getting ready to have a fresh start. I wouldn't really see that fresh start kicking in here until January of 2014. But I see a person stepping in, and it does look like a very long-term relationship as well. So that's what you want a reader seeing and saying, because and very faithful kind of person. That's another thing you want in a relationship, is that faithfulness and commitment. Once they make a commitment to you, they'll never sway from that. So almost like a knight in shining armor is sort of the kind of feel I'm getting from this. So that's a good thing. Let me go ahead and pull a couple of cards for you as well, okay? No problem. Blessings are coming your way. I feel like in the last 2 years there's been some struggle emotionally. And the nice thing is, like I said, you're coming out of that phase of your life. You know that questioning phase, you know, why is nobody in my life right now, you know, those kind of things. You're really coming out of that. Does that make sense to you? You're really stepping into a new phase of your life. As you go out of this year and into next year, I really feel like the 2014 is going to be that year of blessing, that year of movement for you. And also, you've worked on some trust issues. You've had some trust issues in the past. And understandable, there's some relationships that have been a problem in the past, but you know, and that's one thing you've really worked on is trust. And so I definitely see that working out for you. One more card for you really quick. And you're really stepping into your own self, into your own power, really loving you, and so now you're ready to share that with somebody else. Does that make sense? Okay.
Yeah.
So, you know, yeah, so step forward. You know, the work you've done on yourself and with yourself has been amazing. So Spirit wants you to know that. And, yeah, you're ready for a relationship. One's coming. Like I said, it looks like the very first start of January.
Okay. Where should I go to, like, is there some place to go to hang out to make it go fast? Or you don't see that?
I don't see that. I'm sorry. I don't see how you guys are going to meet. I just know you're going to meet. You know, I know that a lot of people want to know the details like that, but I don't have those. All I know is that somebody's coming in, and this is a brand new somebody. It's not, you know, it's not an old relationship, not even, you know, an old friendship. It's a brand new start for you.
Okay, great.
Okay, all right. Thank you. I appreciate you calling in. All right, bye. Yeah. So, you know, we gotta know those. Hold on for just a minute. I need to take a drink here. All right. Now let's talk to Rose. You're on air with me. Hi.
Hi, Michael. Can you just give me a general read what I have coming up for me this week, please?
Okay. All right. All right. Let me go ahead and grab the cards here, and let me do a little bit of shuffling here. And
what deck are you using today? I missed it if you said it.
What?
What deck are you using today?
The Healing with the Angel deck.
I love that
deck. By Dora Ring Virtue. Yeah. It is my very first deck of cards, so that's the deck I'm using today.
So, cool.
Getting back to basics is how I started, and so sometimes it's okay to go backwards a little bit and do stuff different. Let's go ahead and pull some cards for you. Self-acceptance is a card. So the one thing that I would tell you, Rose, is you get ready to go in the week ahead. The one thing that I see with you, I've known you for a while, the one thing that I would say for you is don't be so hard on yourself. Watch that self-talk that we do to ourselves a lot, you know, especially when, you know, we were looking for work and it's really easy to fall into, nobody wants to hire me, you know, because I'm no good or, you know, those kind of things. It's really easy.
Yeah.
It's really easy to fall into that trap. Especially right now. So don't fall into that. Really watch the self-acceptance. Know that you deserve a job, deserve to be loved, all those things, and just have that self-acceptance. Then as you do so, it looks like as you get ready to go to midweek, it looks like about Tuesday and Wednesday, by Wednesday you're going to be going into a place of peace. Things are going to calm down. It looks like Sunday and Monday could be a little bit shaky for you, Rose, emotionally. So be aware of that. You know, it wouldn't be a good time to really be around a lot of people. Could be some misunderstandings on communication on Monday. So just be really clear when you're out, like, you know, with interviews or applications this week, be really clear and precise in your communication. Be really clear on what they're saying, what you're saying, okay? But Wednesday looks like it's calming down. Wednesday and Thursday looks like things will be calming down. And as you go into Friday and Saturday, I really feel like that, you know, the divine timing of spirit's going to be really playing in here. I really feel like that by Friday you're going to have some good news. I think this is work-related. So around about Friday you should hear something in a positive manner as work is related. Hopefully that helps you.
It helps me a lot. Thank you so much.
No problem. Yeah, just hang in there. You know, just be aware that Sunday and Monday, you know, could be some rough day for you emotionally, so just be aware of that. Be really clear on Monday. Monday could be a really misunderstanding communication-wise. I feel like that this could be family-related around your kids or something. So be really clear, you know, communicating with them. Be sure that you're understanding what they're saying and needing from you. And so there's no misunderstandings, okay? So that looks like it's possibly happening on Monday.
Okay, that makes sense too, and I know which one it is. Thank you.
Okay, all right, bye-bye.
Bye.
Right, yeah, and so, all right. 704, you're on air with me. I appreciate you calling in today. Hi. Could you say
Hi,
your
Michael.
Name?
My name is Taria.
Taria? Okay, that's
Taria.
A beautiful name. Okay.
Thank you.
Okay. No problem. I don't think I've ever had anybody with that name before. So you're.
Yeah, it's kind of unusual.
It's awesome. All right, go ahead.
My boyfriend is on assignment overseas, and the country that he's in is very, very tension filled right now,
right.
And a lot of things have changed for him over there. And I'm just curious as to if as the future that we planned is going to materialize.
Okay. Yeah. Understandable. Let me tap into him, and let's see what's going on. And the first thing I want to tell you is don't worry about him. He's pretty protected. Spirit's got a protection around him. He is in a very hostile environment. I understand that. But I do feel like that he'll be all right. I don't see any problems there. As far as your guys' relationship, you know, I feel like that there is going to be a little bit of a strain here for these couple months here and for the rest of this year. I mean, we're at the end of this year. I can't believe that. I can't believe that we're talking about November. I'm saying November and December, and I'm like, what? So, but yeah, but you know, I feel like that there will be some tension. You know, it's just a lot of what he's dealing with right now. You know, because he's in a very stressful environment and things like that. But I don't feel like it's going to interrupt anything between you and his life, and that relationship. I feel like you guys do have a very strong base. Does that make sense? I always tell people, you know, if there's genuine love, there is no distance with genuine love. Right. He could, because he has a job to do and that's what he's doing right now. But I feel like that there's a lot of fear right now with, you know, is he going to be safe? Is things going to work out? I would say yes. Everything's going to be okay, and he should be home soon. I see that this is not going to be a very long period.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Does that make sense?
Yes, it does. Mm-hmm.
Okay. Yeah, you know, just hang in there. Okay, things will get better. But as far as your relationship, I feel like it's pretty solid. I don't see this being a deal breaker at all on that.
Okay.
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 All right.
Okay.
All right.
Okay.
All right. Thank you.
Thank you.
All right. Bye bye. Yeah. You know, there are some people that have jobs that put them in danger, and he's one of them. And you know, but I really feel like he's going to be okay. So I don't see any problems there. Let's go ahead and. Let's go ahead and pray right now, and let's just cover him and the people with him with white light. I don't know exactly where they are, and I don't think that we need to know exactly where they are. You know, Spirit knows exactly where they are, and I think that's all that really matters. So let's go ahead and go to prayer. Father, Mother, God, I pray for this situation, And I just ask that you would just protect him right now, wherever he is. You know where he is. You know the situation right now. And just solidify this relationship and just keep him safe and keep the people that he works with safe. And just surround them with white light right now. And we thank you for it. We say namaste and we say amen. And let's go ahead and say hi to 484. You're on air with me. Could you say your name for me, please? Hello?
Hello?
Hello? Oh, okay. There you are. All right. Hi. You're on air. How can I help you?
Oh, hi. Thank you for taking my call.
Oh, no problem. Could you say your name for me, please?
Yes, it's Antoinetta.
Okay, thank you. I appreciate it. How can I help you today?
I am calling because I would like to get some clarification regarding a love matter. I would like to know from Spirit when there would be communication coming from Daniel.
Okay, all right. Let me see on this.
Okay.
Okay, I'm going to be quiet for just a second, okay?
Yes.
All right. Okay. I'm going to tell you what I'm feeling and what I'm picking up. I wouldn't see any communication until, it looks like to me, next month. It looks like maybe next weekend, which is not that far off. But I wouldn't see any communication the rest of this month. I just don't see it. But I feel like that he needs to be honest with you about some things, and there needs to be some honest communication. I just feel like that. I just feel like he's a little sneaky sometimes. And I'm being really kind here, but I feel like that he's just not being totally honest about everything. And I think you know that. You know, I think your intuition, you know, is telling you some things. He needs to be clear on this. I will tell you that this relationship looks a little rocky to me. The one thing that he's going to have to do is he's going to have to come clean about some things. And you know, and once he does, you know, then it's up to you if you forgive him that, you know, you let go of that stuff, things like that. But, you know, I feel like that this relationship still can be saved if that's what you guys want. But it's going to take very honest communication on his part to make this thing work.
Right, and that's my position right now. Is a couple weeks ago, I texted him and I said, "Listen, you know what? I'm done playing these head games. You come and see me. We have a great time." And then he spends the next 2-3 weeks ignoring me on purpose.
Right.
And
yeah.
Dating and seeing other females, and I feel violated. I feel like a piece of horrible trash. I feel this is a person I grew up with and known for 25 years. This is very hurtful, very painful. And
definitely.
It's not as easy as just walking away from this person, because here I walk away from him, but here's all this pain and all these memories, and I feel like he's hurting as well. I feel like he's figuring out, well, maybe I shouldn't have done that. I feel like he's seesawing.
Yeah. Yeah, I feel like, you know, he is coming, you know, he is looking at this, and this is painful, and I'm sorry you're going through this. But again, you know, it's your choice if you stay here and you know, work this out. You know, there is a history there. You guys have known each other for a while. You know, but, you know, you deserve – also, the other thing I will tell you, you deserve better than what's happening right now. You don't deserve head games. You know, nobody deserves that. And so what you're going to have to look at here is, you know, how long are you going to put up with this? You know, and you're going to have to draw a line in the sand, sort of, and say, okay, you know, I need some honest communication here. You know, you need to stop seeing other women. You know, that is not, you know, and things like that. He's going to have to stand up and make a commitment here, and I feel like he can. Will he is the question, you know. And
I know.
And you know, I believe he can, but I'm really concerned is if he will. And so and if this relationship ends, I will tell you, if this relationship ends, which I'm going to be honest with you here, it's very rocky right now. If this relationship ends, if you choose to move on, there is going to be somebody else out there. You know, nobody deserves head games for you know, a long time. You know, over and over and over.
That's what he does, Michael. He will contact me.
Yeah.
And then we're back to the head games. Now, do you feel like when he contacts me in November, it's going to be the same old fool stuff?
No, I feel like it won't be that, because you won't put up with that. You know, you're just gonna say no. I'm not gonna go, because you know the same thing. You know the game he plays. You know the pieces he moves in this game. And so, I would just, you know, have an honest communication with him. And then if he chooses to continue to play a game, then you're gonna have to really look at, okay, is it worth it to me to be putting myself through this? And nobody deserves what you're going through. Okay, so. You're going to have to make that tough decision and decide, you know, am I going to put up with this, and how long am I going to do? You're going to have to draw a line in the sand, and that's what I think is what November is that line in the sand where this relationship either moves forward together or you guys move forward apart. And so that's what I'm seeing in November is one way or another this relationship is going to move. You know, is it going to be together? Or are you guys going to go your separate ways? And at this point, you know, I say that it can be salvageable, you know, if he's willing to come clean and stop some of this behavior. Okay?
Yes, and please keep my mother, Monica, in your prayers. She has stage 4 lung cancer, and gosh, I moved her into my home, so I'm also caring for my mother, who,
right,
you know, has a large tumor in her lung, and it's very painful, Michael. I'm going through a lot.
Okay, well, I'm sorry. Is it okay it's okay that we pray for your mom right now? Is it all right?
Yes.
Okay,
yes.
Let's go ahead and go to prayer. Father, Mother, God, I thank you for this caller, and I thank you for her mom, Monica, and I just ask that you would just heal her right now and let her go out of this pain right now. And I've never had cancer. I know it can be very painful. And, you know, if it's your will, just completely heal her right now and or at least bring comfort to her right now. And you know, as a caregiver, it can be really hard, and so give her the strength as a caregiver to do what she's necessary to do and help her in this case and in every situation of her life. And we say namaste, and we say amen. And we will continue to pray for your mom. Please keep me informed how things are going for you, okay?
I will, Michael. Thank you.
You're welcome. You have a blessed day, all right? Bye-bye. Hang in there.
You too. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Yeah. You know, being a caregiver is hard. You know, it is hard, and so you know, our prayers are definitely going to be with you and your mom and in this situation. And cancer is just there. And, man, you know, this is cancer awareness, breast cancer awareness month. And I would tell you, if you're a male or a female, you know, male, you know, a lot of times when we think of breast cancer, we think of females. You know, immediately, you know, we think of females. And, but males can have, like one thing I've learned is males can have breast cancer as well. And so, you know, if you're feeling lumps or something like that, you know, get checked out. You know, I know that it can be fearful. You know, I know it can, you know, you can go into that fear place. But, you know, I also serve a spirit that can do amazing things. And, you know, cancer is not any bigger than the spirit within you or the spirit within me. You know, a lot of times we don't understand situations that come into our life. There's a friend of mine right now. She just lost her mother to cancer. And she was dealing with cancer and her kidneys failed. And you know, the funeral is coming up on Monday, and you know, she's going through a really hard time right now, and our prayers are with her as well. Cancer is just there, guys, and it's a part of our lives, and you know, and I don't understand why some people get cancer and why some people get, you know, other diseases and things like that. I don't understand that, but I also know this. I know that spirit's with us in any situation that we face. And, you know, I go with the model that, you know, that spirit will never give us more than what we can bear. You know, sometimes I question that. I go, spirit, seriously, can you lighten up a little bit? You know, my loads are getting a little heavy. You know, can you take a few of that off of there? But, you know, spirit will never give me more than I can bear and never will give you more than you can bear. You know, so just remember that, okay? Let's go ahead and talk to Donna. I appreciate you calling in today. How can I help you?
Hi, Michael.
Hi. How can I help?
Yeah, I have it's actually two questions. I just wanted to check in about something.
Okay.
I know it's Mercury retrograde, and I didn't know how to handle this. I wanted to send college applications out to colleges, and I know this is about the worst time to do that.
Yeah.
But the sooner the better. So I'm kind of tossing and turning, trying to figure out, especially one school that he really wants in his early decision. Now, I could send it on the 11th when it's over, but I just wanted to find out for me what you thought about that.
I would wait. I would wait. I feel like that this is not a good time. While we're in Mercury retrograde, I would wait on this.
Now, what could happen if I sent it now? Like, what are the ramifications of it or potential?
I feel like it would get lost. I feel like it would just get overlooked somehow, that it would get lost in the mail or something. I don't think that they would even get it. And that's what
even
I'm seeing.
Even if I checked in?
I would. Now, if you want to, you could do that, but, you know, I would check on it, and then if they didn't give it, send it again. That'd be okay. But I'm seeing it getting lost, you know. So if possible, you know, as long as there's not a deadline, if you could wait, I would wait until Mercury retrograde's over. This is not a good time to be doing that. So as long as there's not like a set deadline, like it has to get in now or else.
Early decision, it could be sent as early as November 15th is the actual deadline for early decision for one of the schools. So
yeah,
I do have time. Yeah.
Yeah, as long as you have the time, I would wait. I honestly would. I feel like that you would get better results.
Better results. So. That's what I was wondering, because it's one thing I could always send it in and check in a few days, like make sure they received it and then send it again if they didn't. But
yeah.
I didn't know if that affected the decision.
That's what I'm looking at right now, and I feel like you would get better results if you would wait and send it in after Mercury retrograde.
Okay.
I think the results would be more favorable.
Okay. Yeah, because there's one that I know I had asked you about that I would really like to see him in. I think it's a good place.
Yeah, and I still think that that's a good fit for him. I still see that. I don't see anything that's changed on that, Donna. And we don't want that to change. So I would wait. We don't want that to change. So I would wait and do that after Mercury retrograde.
So like the 11th would be okay, whatever day that is?
I would wait until at least the 12th. I would give it one more day, yeah.
I was wondering about that too, yeah.
I would go the 12th.
It's still before the due date, so I guess we're all with that then.
Go ahead.
Just double checking about the whole job thing. I was supposed to hear from those people on yesterday, and I didn't.
Okay. You didn't
And this, I don't know what's going on. I mean, I know you had said you felt something in the beginning of the month and then at the end of this month, and now it's the 26th, and I was expecting to hear from yesterday, nothing. So
nothing.
I'm like, you know, uptight, nervous. I'm trying not to be, but I feel so deflated. Like, why is this? What's going on? So I'm just wondering
what's
if you could tap into that.
I don't get it either. Let's see if we can get it, okay? Let me be quiet for just a second. All right, let's see what's going on here, okay? I'm going to go ahead and pull some cards really quick on this, and let's see if we can get some answers from the cards here.
Sure.
What's going on this? Yeah, because I don't know why we're going back and forth like a yo-yo. You know, one moment I'm seeing it, and the next moment I'm not, and I don't know why we're going back and forth so much. Yeah. So let me see if we can get a little more clarity on this. I'm just going to hold the cards here. And then let's see if I can get... A lot of times I just hold the cards to get a better vibration and use that as a place of contact. I'm still going to stick with what I'm feeling. And I'm going to say, you know, we're in that last week of October, but I'm going to say that you're going to hear something before Friday in a positive way. I'm still staying with that. We still have a few days here, and I'm sticking with that. So I know that we're right at the gun here. You know, I know that, you know, Friday's November 1st, and I'm sticking with this week. You should hear something in a positive way. I'm not gonna sway from that, because I feel everything that I'm supposed to be feeling. So I'm going to stick with, you know, I think a lot of times we give up on spirit too quick sometimes, and I don't want to do that, because I still see a door opening for you. I know it's got like 4 or 5 days here, four business days, but all kinds of amazing things can happen. So don't lose faith, because I'm still going to stick with that. You should hear something in a positive way by the end of this month.
Okay.
I'm going to stick with that. All right.
Thank you so much.
Yeah. Keep me informed.
I will.
What's going on with you. All right. Thank you, Donna.
Yes, I
appreciate you.
Thank you so much, Michael.
All right. Bye-bye.
Okay. Bye-bye.
Yeah. You know, but, you know, any kind of applications, anything like that, I would just be really clear on that. And, you know, if you're going to put in applications, if you're going to do things like that, you know, follow up, be sure that they got them, things like that. because Mel could get lost very easily during Mercury retrograde, and so things like that. Okay, I'm gonna clap for just a second because I'm feeling something. So we're just gonna go to quiet for a minute. The difference in this show than a lot of other shows is I'm very aware of what Spirit wants here and what Spirit's doing here. So I just felt a wave of Spirit come through where I do the show. So I'm just going to slow down for a minute. I don't want to miss anything. So we're just going to go to quiet for just a second. You know that it's okay to be quiet sometimes. It's good to be quiet. We're just going to slow down for just a minute. See if what I'm picking up and what I'm feeling. Okay. All right, let's go ahead and take some calls here. 951, you're on air with me. I appreciate you calling in. Lori, hi.
Hi, Michael. Thank you.
Problem. How can I help you today? Yeah, I'm here.
I guess I have a... I want a question about my school and my teachers and the classes I'm taking. If there's any message regarding that.
Okay. Why, when I'm tapping into you, Lori, why am I feeling a lot of self-doubt right now? I'm really...
Yeah, I was questioning the one teacher. I mistakenly sent in a paragraph that wasn't written correctly, and
okay.
He said, "Yeah," and I took it like an insult because
right. You took it really personal.
You took it really personal.
It kind of threw me off for the rest of the semester.
Yeah.
Right.
And
yeah.
It really sucks because I did like the teacher. I had him before, and it just threw me in the tailspin because
yeah.
I didn't even know he was going to grade it. I thought it was just a proposal of what we were going to write about.
Right.
And
you didn't realize that it was going to be a grade part here.
Yeah. So it hurt me.
And the one thing that I would tell you here, and this is not going to be easy for you, but the one thing that I would do is forgive. And you know, you like this teacher. I wouldn't let this run that. You know, and I also, what I would do, Lori, is also look at that day and look at, because I feel like that you were already emotional. I really feel like that there was already something going on with you emotionally. And then, you know, I know, like, when I'm having a bad day, it doesn't take much to put me in a tailspin. You know what I'm saying? So what I would do, you know, is go back and look at, okay, what else was going on that day? Because I don't feel like that this was a personal attack. I feel like that you're taking it as a personal attack. And I don't want to diminish that. But what I'm saying is I don't feel like it was. And so what I would do is go back and look at, okay, how did your day start? You know, how were you feeling? Things like that.
As the semester progressed, I was starting
right.
to back away from him more and more.
Right.
And I hate it that I did that with myself. I don't like
right.
to be that way, but I guess what it did is threw me back into a time when I was like upset
right.
in school because
right.
I was going through so many things, and I hate being labeled. I felt labeled.
Right. Yeah.
And I didn't want that.
Yeah. Yeah, and that's what's brought this up. You know, that's what I was talking
right.
about. I said, you know, look at the bigger picture here. Look at what is really going on, and what's really going on is this brought up a whole bunch of old tapes. You know, brought up some stuff that
right.
you hadn't dealt with. Yeah, and so right now you're on
my whole semester.
Yeah, you're
yeah.
in an emotional overload right now, and so. But that will calm down once you start calming down, you know, really focus on your breathing, focus on stuff like that. But I feel like your schooling will do better. Also, the very first card I pulled is the enchantment card on this. I feel like that as you go out of this semester and going into a new semester, I would just let the old semester go away and focus on the new and have an exciting time of magic in your life as you go into a new semester. Now, are you considering dropping out of school? Why would I see that?
Yes, Michael, I was, because I'm afraid to take out the loans. I'm afraid of having the money over my head, and I think I got to be more rounded. It's more important maybe that I focus on other areas of my life instead of school.
Yeah, because I just heard my spirit guide says she's thinking about dropping out of school. My opinion as a reader, and you got free will, but I would tell you what I'm picking up is if you drop out of school, you're going to regret it the rest of your life. It would affect your spiritual path if
not
you drop out.
Not this semester, but I wouldn't quit this semester.
Right.
But are we talking about the same thing going back next semester?
Yeah, I would go back next semester. Yeah.
Really?
Yeah, it's your free will. But I just feel like that if you stopped right now, that would be a really terrible mistake. I will tell you that when you said that you were, you know, I asked you the question and you said yes, I just had a really awful feeling in the pit of my stomach. And so, you know, again, you have free will. I understand, you know, that choice. But I'm telling you as a reader, what I'm seeing, that would be a really terrible mistake. Okay?
Really?
Yeah.
Okay.
All right.
Okay,
hang in there, okay? All right.
Okay. Thank you, Michael.
All right. No problem. All right. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Yeah. You know, you got free will. All I do is give you, you know, tell you options and things like that. We're going to take a short break here, and I'll be right back. You are listening to Spiritual Talk Radio. We're getting into the second hour of the show, and we'll be right back. Don't go anywhere. We'll be right back.
Shine forever, we hope to find it in the eyes of every child.
All right. That was a perfect lead into the subject that I want to talk about today. And we're going to take some more calls, so don't hang up on me. But I'm going to talk a little bit really quick here about a couple of steps of how to begin to love yourself in 7 easy steps. I don't know how many of these we'll get to, but let's start with number 1, awareness. The first step is to make yourself aware of the benefits of learning to love yourself. Okay, what are the benefits of loving yourself? You're going to start feeling better about yourself. You're going to look at yourself better. You will actually start to feel more relaxed physically. I know when I first started loving myself, you know, I'm more relaxed. You know, I'm like, whoa, okay, everything's okay. You know, everything's calm. You know, I think a lot of times we get in our heads, we go, okay, I'm going to listen to my head for right now, you know, and we get lost in there. You know, it's really easy to get lost in your head, get lost in your thinking. Just, do you know that a lot of us just overthink things? We overanalyze things. We overanalyze ourselves. You know, a lot of us look in the mirror and we go, oh, you know, but we got to stop doing that. You know, we get hung up. I think the problem here, my friends, is we're identifying with the outside of us and not identifying with the inside of us. I want to say that again. I think the problem that you and I get stuck into, and it's okay if we're there, you know, we just don't want to stay there. But so, you know, identifying with the body. We're, you know, right now, I want you to take your hands and just pat them on your legs. And I want you to say that this is a house. This is all it is just a house. Because it's housing the true you, which is a spirit you. And what we need to learn how to do better and better, and I'm doing my best to do this, is identifying with the spirit within us. You know, your overall health are going to improve when you start loving yourself. You come awareness, you're going to start loving yourself better. You know, you're going to start feeling better, both physically and mentally will improve. You'll become a happier person. And as you learn to love and appreciate yourself, you're learning how to love and appreciate others. You know, the Bible says to love your neighbor as you love yourself. We can't love our neighbor. I can't love you until I get to the point of loving me. Until, you know, I go to the mirror and go, you know what, Michael, I really love you. You're an awesome person. You know, and it took me a long time, my friends. It didn't just happen that one day, you know. It took a long time for me to get to the point of going to the mirror and saying, hey, you know what? You're an awesome person. I love you just the way you are. And you're improving and getting better every single day. And that's what my mantra is, you know, that I'm getting better and better every single day. And I'm learning to love myself more and more every single day. And so that's what we need to do. Okay, step number 2, and then we're going to go back and take some calls here. Change your thinking. I talked about how easy it is to get lost in our heads. You know, we must learn the truth about who we really are. Much of what we learn about ourselves as we grow up are actually lies about who we are. So breaking that down is, okay, what is your identity? Who are you? You know, who are you? If I asked you that question, which I'm asking you today, who are you? How would you tell me, what are you identifying with? Okay? As a message we ever hear, such as, I am not perfect, I am not okay, I'm not the way I should be, we learn to accept and believe those things. We tend to believe the negative about ourselves and not the positives about ourselves. Okay? So stop identifying with the negative thoughts about you and start aligning yourself with the positives. Okay? It's time to stop listening to the old negative or hurtful messages taught to us during our childhood and young adult life. A lot of us, unfortunately, grew up or got, when we got married or whatever, we got into abusive situations. And a lot of times people think abusive situations are, you know, the person hits me. No. You can be in an abusive situation and be verbally abusive. We got to watch what we say to each other. You know, the old saying of sticks and stones may break my bones, but words will never hurt me. That's not true. Words will hurt us more than sticks and stones. Because we can put Band-Aids on the bruises that's caused by the sticks and stones, but we can't put Band-Aids really on the emotional hurts of somebody saying, you know what, you're no good. You know, or, you know, what is wrong with you? You know, or things like, you know, I think you're crazy. You know, we got to watch what we're saying to ourselves, too. Change your thinking. Change what you're saying to yourselves. All right? Let's go back to the phone lines. And we'll come back to that here in a minute. Let's say hi to Carol in California. Hi.
Hi. That's a great lesson. Very important. My life is just going amazingly well, and I appreciate so much you bringing insight from Spirit through for me. And last night I think I had a great breakthrough about a relationship I've been working on spiritually and energetically, and I'm just wondering what insight there was for that. It was really made it incredible.
Yeah, the one thing that Spirit's telling me to tell you is to accept that.
Cool.
It is. It's a breakthrough.
Cool.
So a lot of times, you know, Spirit brings us those breakthroughs and those moments in our life, and we don't accept them. So what I would do is accept it. I've changed the cards that I'm using to read right now. I'm using my animal guide deck. So let me go ahead and pull some cards on this really quick.
Thank you.
And the honeybee pops in here, and on the bottom of the card it talks about let compassion and forgiveness be your top priority in this situation.
Okay.
So, you know, just continue to love, you know, continue to love yourself, you know, and I feel like still there's some areas, you know, we were talking about self-love here a few minutes ago,
mm-hmm.
you know, I feel like we all have those areas that we need to forgive ourselves for, you know, and so, you know, with the honeybee popping in here, I think that that's what they're trying to bring to focus here is, you know, just be sure you don't carry baggage forward into this new relationship that is developing for you. And let me go ahead and pull another card. Really quick here, the seagull. Now is the time for deep emotional healing. Again, you know, really looking at your emotional self.
Sure.
Just being sure that we don't have any baggage. You know, a lot of times
we think
that we've dealt with everything, and then all of a sudden something triggers something, and then we go, man, I thought I dealt with that. You know, and I feel like that's what's happening sometimes with you.
Okay. Yeah, I agree with you. I think as long as we're in the human body, we're always going to have stuff come up. I think the important thing is just not getting attached to it and just say, look at that, and say, okay, I see you. I forgive you. Adios.
Right. And that's the thing. You know, I always tell people we can't always control every thought that comes into our head, but we can control of how long we entertain those thoughts. You know,
and
we can also learn if we accept those thoughts to be truth about us, you know, and so, you know, we can't control everything that runs through our head, but we can control of how long we deal with them and if we accept them as truth. And so, you know, especially those negative thoughts that we all have here and there, you know, we all have a childhood that, you know, maybe was a little rough for us, you know, adulthood can be a little rough every once in a while. And so, you know, we just have to pay attention to what's in our heads.
That's right. That's right.
Okay.
Oh, that's great. Well, thank you, and you have a great day.
You too. All right, bye-bye.
Okay, bye.
All right, bye-bye. Yeah. Let's go ahead and move on to Karen. Karen, you're on air with me. Hi. Hello.
Hi.
How can I help you?
Hi, Michael. I'm a little nervous, so please forgive me.
That's okay. Take your time.
I just want to know where he is. What's going on with my life, and why does it suck, and is it me, or I don't know. Just that's basically it. Where's it going? I don't know.
All right, yeah. I'm sorry you're going through this. I want to do something because you are a little nervous and I'm having a little hard time tapping into your energy because of it. So you and I are just going to do a little exercise and it's just you and me here, okay? Nobody's listening to us.
Okay.
Just you and me, okay? All right. And what I want you to do is I want you to take a deep breath in with me, breathe in, and then I want you to breathe out, and I want you just to relax. It will help me tap in, okay? And let's take another deep breath in here. Breathe in for me, and breathe out, and just relax, okay? And I know when I go to readers, sometimes I'm nervous too. You're like, really? And I'm going, yeah, because you never know what's going to come up, you know? And so it can be a little nerve-wracking, and so, but... I don't have thousands of listeners at the moment, so we're all right. So there's not thousands of people listening to us right now. But you know, the one thing that I'm going to tell you what I'm picking up, and you know, I don't know if you're going to like this, but I have to be honest. As far as this relationship goes, I'm going to tell you I don't see it going anywhere. I'm really sorry. You know, a friendship could be salvageable out of this, but you know, the thing that you're looking for, that true love and all that stuff, I just don't see it with this person, and I'm really sorry. I wish I could tell something different, and you know, I was waiting. You know, when I was doing that breathing exercise, I ran the information again, and I got the same answer that it's time, you know, to really consider your choices here and maybe move on to something different. And if you choose to do that, you know, again, you have free will. You can stay in this relationship. You know, I'm not, you know, saying that you can't. I'm just telling you that I just don't see it working out the way that you're wanting. You know, it's not going to be that long-term person is what I'm saying.
Okay.
And, you know, it's okay to have those, you know, those dates and go out. But if you're looking for a long-term relationship, I just don't see it with this person. Okay?
The one I was thinking of is not the one. Okay?
Yeah.
We'll move on.
Yeah.
I get it.
Yeah, yeah. You know, again, yeah. It's your free will and your free choice. And you know, like I said, you know, Karen, I wish I could have told you something different, but I have to go with spirit, okay?
No, I thank you very much for being honest, and that's exactly what I needed to know. So
okay.
Thank you.
All right. No problem. All right.
It. Thank
no
you
problem.
Very much.
You,
have a great evening.
You too.
Bye-bye.
Hang in there. Bye-bye. All right.
Thanks.
Yeah. Yeah, you know, sometimes, you know, we have to look at, you know, we have to move on. And, you know, what's best for us. Let's go ahead and I'm not going to try to say your name, but I want you to say it for me. 314, you're on air with me.
Oh, yeah, this is Doria. How are you?
I am good. How are you? How can I help you?
I'm good. I was just, I had just a quick question about a letter that I had sent last Saturday. And I was just wondering if I was going to get a good response from, I had sent it to a lady named Mary. Was I going to get a good response, or, you know, was I not going to like her response that she was going to give back, or was she going to respond at all?
Okay.
You know.
All right. Okay. Yeah. I feel like that you are going to get a good response out of this. I'm getting a positive on this, so that's a good thing. I'm going to say by Wednesday or Thursday. You should hear a positive response on this. I'm going to go with Thursday or Friday.
Okay. Because I had a dream that it was going to be like Friday, so I wanted to call and make sure, you know. So
I would say at least we're looking at the end of the month here, so I would say, you know, Halloween is the 31st, so I would say I'm sticking with Thursday.
Yeah, but do you see a good response from her?
Oh yeah, yeah, definitely. A positive.
Okay.
Yeah, it's going to be positive. Yeah. So, you know, keep manifesting what you want. You know, keep manifesting that positive thought. Let me go ahead and pull a card really quick on this. The rattlesnake pops in here, and the bottom of the card says the experiences that you're presently going through are initiation into fulfilling your purpose as a healer. So know that some of the bad stuff that's happened in your past has brought you to this now moment, and bringing you to a place of healing and a place of movement and a place of going forward. This letter is a part of your new journey ahead. I only see positive things coming up for you. So, all right?
All right. Well, thank you, Michael. You take care, and I'll just keep coming in. So I'll just, thank you. I appreciate it.
All right. No problem. Bye-bye.
Bye.
All right. If you, I haven't given my website address today yet, so let's go ahead and give you a website address. www.insightswithmichael.com. www.insightswithmichael.com. Do you know that I learned that we learn if you hear something three times, you sort of get it better. Also readings are on sale right now. You don't have to get them right now, but you do have to pay for them right now and book them right now while the sale's going on. My prices are affordable, anyhow, and right now they're really affordable. So I would think really strongly about that. You know, I feel like there's some people listening to me today already that I've talked to. Maybe you might want to think about getting a full reading, things like that. All right. Those prices will go away Friday, actually. They're good for the rest of the week. And like I said, you can go ahead, if you say you want to go ahead and book a reading for somebody, as a gift or something like that, you can go ahead and do that with the sale prices and stuff like that and just pay ahead. So, all right. Let's go ahead and talk to, hold on. I will be a week from today, actually. I would definitely be in Springfield, Missouri, a week from today. I would be about an hour, almost an hour and a half away from having an event. So we'll be having an event next Saturday in Springfield, Missouri. If you would like to come to that, you can go to my website at www.insightswithmichael.com. And you can learn about that and where I'm going to be and all that good stuff over there on the event page. It will tell you that. And I love going to Springfield. I am looking really forward to this event. I really feel like that Spirit's going to move in a very powerful way there. It's going to be my last event this season. And I don't know. I'm just telling you, if there's any way possible for you to get to Springfield, Missouri, I would get there. Because I will tell you, I'm already picking up stuff. I'm already filling things. Who knows? We might raise the roof right off of that place. But, I really feel like that Spirit's going to move in a very powerful way there. And if possible, plan accordingly. All right. Let's go ahead and talk to Sandy. I appreciate your patience, and you're on air with me. Hi.
Hi, thanks for taking my call.
No problem. How can I help you today?
I want to know what you see for love.
Love. All right. Is there somebody around you? Is there somebody around you now?
Not really. No.
Okay. All right. Hey, I wasn't picking up anybody really right now. I wouldn't really see anybody coming into your path until about looks like about June or July.
July.
Yeah, looks like about later part of June, early July. Looks pretty concrete, too. Okay.
Okay.
Any other questions?
Well, no, I wanted to make a comment. I loved what you were saying, and I enjoyed what you were talking about, the seven things and stuff.
Right.
That's very good, very positive, and yes, I think a lot of people would, really prosper if we'd all listen to what you're saying.
Right. Yeah.
I appreciate that.
Yeah. Oh, no problem. And the one thing, it's like with a relationship, like you ask about, it's hard if we don't love ourselves. Then what happens is we go into relationships thinking that person's going to fix us or will fix us. And if we do that, then we're just setting ourselves up for heartbreak, because the only person that can really teach us to love ourselves is ourselves. I've learned this in my own life, is, accepting myself just where I'm at. And I think a lot of times we're way too hard on ourselves.
Oh, yes.
Especially if we make a mistake, we'll be beating ourselves up over that for years and years and years, and the other people have forgot all about that, you know, and we're still beating ourselves up over stuff that we should have let go of a long time ago.
It's true. So
yeah.
Well, I just want to thank you for everything, and you have a great day.
All right, thank you. I appreciate you calling in. All right, bye-bye.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and you know, and that's the thing. Let's go ahead and let's move on to, you know, step three. I love this one. It says, become as a little child. You know, there's a scripture in the Bible that says, you know, to come to Spirit as a little child. Do you know a little child is very quick to forgive? They don't hold on to grudges. They're not very judgmental. And I think that if we could get that to become as a little child, children are completely authentic and live their true nature. They're just them. And they're not trying to please other people. They're just them. Have you ever just watched a child? They're just all over the place, and they're just enjoying life. They're not hung up on all this stuff yet. They don't have a lot of those bad belief systems that we need to let go of. There's really no judgment with them. And children have no problem with loving themselves. They already love themselves. It's when they learn not to love themselves is the problem. Number four, stop judging and rejecting yourself. You know, I was talking to that caller just a minute ago. Do you know that we're really hard on ourselves? Make a list of all your good qualities. Do you know that I'm a good listener? I really am. I'm a good listener. It would be bad if I wasn't a good listener because I have a talk show. But, you know, if I just, you know, said hi to you and just, like, started rattling over the top of you and not really listen to you, you probably wouldn't be listening to my show. You'd be like, what is wrong with that guy? But one of my qualities is a good listener. And another good quality of mine is that I really care. I honestly really care about what happens to you, about your future, about your life. I really care. You know, and the one good thing about me also is I demand quality. Now, that's okay. As long as I don't get hung up and if a mistake happens, you know, I think a lot of times we're a little bit too hard on ourselves. We have everything planned out of our day, and then if it doesn't go just right, we're like, oh my gosh, what an idiot I was. Okay, is the word idiot a good word? No, it's not a good word. But do you know that a lot of us call ourselves idiots? Or we say, you know, what a stupid person I was. We got to stop saying those kind of things. Stop judging and rejecting ourselves. Make a list of all the good qualities. This is not bragging. This is necessary for recognizing your self-worth. Do you know that there's only going to be you? You're only going to be in the human form that you're in right now unless you come back in a different human form. But in the human form you are now, this is the only time that that human form is going to be on this planet. You got self-worth. Do you know that there are people listening to me right now, you're thinking, man, I don't have any self-worth. I don't even know why I'm here. I don't even know what I'm doing listening to this show. You know, but I believe that Spirit brought you here because Spirit wants you to hear that you're loved. Do not allow your mind to bring up any negative points. Concentrate only on the good qualities. You may presently have a distorted image of yourself. A lot of us have distorted images of ourselves. We've listened to what other people have said about us, what other people want for our lives, and we're not living our life. What is important for self-love is to live your life for you. We got to stop trying to please everybody else and please ourselves and please Spirit. That's what we got to do. And that's all that Spirit wants for us. You know, you got to realize that you deserve to be loved. Step five, forgive yourself. If and when you feel the need to forgive yourself for present or past mistakes, do it immediately. Don't wait. You know, something pops up, say, you know what? yeah, I screwed up then, but I forgive myself. You know, maybe that didn't work out exactly as I planned, but I forgive myself. I'm not going to hold on to that. I'm not going to let that bring me down. I'm just going to let it go and do better next time. We don't live in the past. A lot of us dwell on every wrong thing that we've ever done. I call it that wrongdoing thinking thing. You know, we only see the negative. We don't see the positives. Do you know that you are awesome? I want you to know that. You are awesome already. You might not see that. You might not even believe it. But I believe it for you because I believe in you. Number five. Oh, I already went to number five. See, I told you, I get lost easily. Number six. Hey, it's okay for me to get lost. Okay, number six. Believe in yourself. You have the power to believe whatever you choose. When you believe love, happiness, peace, and harmony, you have consciously decided to love yourself. You no longer choose drama. You no longer choose self-abuse. You have a choice in what you think. Do you know that we can think either negative about ourselves or we can think positive about ourselves? There was a time in my life, I hate to admit this, but there was a time in my life that it was really hard for me to see any positives. I would look in the mirror every single day of my life when I was younger and said to myself, I hate you. I'm sorry to admit that, but it was true. I looked in the mirror and said, you know what? I hate you. I wish you would just go away. But then there was a moment in my life when people started loving me. And I thought, okay, what are they seeing in me that I'm not seeing in me? Because it was hard for me to see the goodness in me. I didn't think there was any good inside of me. But luckily for me, there were other people that would see that in me and help me see that in me. You know, there were people that never gave up on me, and I'm so thankful to believe in yourself. If you don't believe in you, if you don't believe that you're awesome, that you're great, nobody else is going to be seeing that either. Your success begins with your own self-confidence. I had to work on that. I still have to work on that. I have an event coming up a week from tonight, and you know, every time I step out there in front of people, I have to fight old tapes that say nobody wants to listen to you. What do you have to say that anybody would want to listen to? I have those, but I don't believe them. See, that's the thing. You know, I might have the thoughts that go through my head, and I fight past those because I know that I'm on planet Earth to help you and other people. That's why I'm here. I know that. But there's no doubt in my mind what my calling is. But I have those self-doubts sometimes. Not every single day of Michael's life is sunshine and roses. But I'm getting better about loving myself and having that self-confidence. And you can too. You can too. Pay attention. Always be true to yourself. Pay attention to the still small voice within. Don't be too quick to dismiss it. Give yourself permission to rest when you're weary. Take a break without feeling guilty. If you slip and make a mistake, avoid beating yourself up. Do you know that you and I spend way too much time beating ourselves up? Why don't we stop beating ourselves up? We're all going to make mistakes. You know, a caller said this when they called in. As long as we're in this human form, we are going to screw up. We're not going to be perfect 365 days a year. And if you think that you're going to have perfect days 365 days of a year, you're lying to yourself because it's just not going to happen. We're going to screw up. We're not always going to have sunshine and roses. because we're in human forms with human thinking. But we are one thing and one thing only, and this is one thing I want you to get, and then we're going to go back to callers. We are spiritual being, housed in a human form, having human experiences. That is what we need to identify with. I want to say that again. You are a spiritual being right now, housed in a human form. And maybe you're having a rough day right now. Maybe you're having a rough time right now. Please listen to what Spirit wants to say to you. What are we identifying with? Are you identifying with the human part of you? Or are you identifying with the spiritual part of you? What are we accepting about ourselves? My body might not be perfect. I might not like looking at myself all the time. But I look past what I see in a mirror, and I see a genuine spirit that really cares about our planet and cares about his own spirituality and his own life and wants to help other people awaken to their true self. Because I don't want you making the same mistakes that I made. That's why I share stuff with you. Because I don't want you going down the same road and learning things the hard way. If all possible, I want to help you avoid those. Sorry about that. I want you to be the best you you can be. And do you know that it's okay if you're in a place of anger today? It's okay if you're not totally loving yourself today. It's okay. But what I don't want for you is I don't want you to get stuck there. I don't want you to get stuck in the bad emotions. I don't want you to get stuck in the old belief systems. I want what's best for you, and that's what Spirit wants for you. Spirit wants you to love you so you can love others. Unconditional love. What is that? Unconditional love. I love the word unconditional. Because that's what we need to do. We need to love ourselves unconditional. Stop judging ourselves. Do you know that you and I are too hard on ourselves? We're harder on ourselves than anybody else can be. We need to lighten up. I have my Healing with the Angel deck has a card, playfulness. Be like a child. You know, it goes back to that child thing. You know, we take life too serious. We need to lighten up and have fun. When's the last time you went and blew bubbles? When's the last time you went and got a balloon and just let it go and watch it fly around? When's the last time that you played hopscotch? When's the last time you went and swung on a swing? Playfulness. We need to lighten up a little. The last time you went and fly a kite, it might be a little hard to fly a kite where I'm at right now because it's a little windy, but, you know. Playfulness. All right, let's go back to the phone lines. Appreciate your patience. 928, you're on air with me. Hi.
Hello?
Hi, on air. I appreciate your patience. How can I help?
I'm just wondering what insights you can give me on the current situation that I'm in right now.
Okay, regarding, I need a little more information regarding...
Relationships.
Okay, thank you. I appreciate that because that just left us open to a whole bunch of stuff. You know, when situation that we're in, it could be a whole bunch of things. Relationship. Are you guys having problems right now? I just feel some chaos around this.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. Are you guys talking? Why am I not seeing communication?
At the moment, no, we're not.
Okay. All right. And you're wondering if you guys are going to have that communication is... Because I'm
More than likely, I'm certain that we are, so...
Yeah. Yeah, I feel like that you will. I feel like you guys can get over this little hiccup. You know, I would say as a reader, I feel really good about this relationship. You know, we're going to have any time that we have two people together, we're going to have hiccups. We're going to have moments when we beat heads. You know what I'm saying? We're going to have those moments. But the one thing that I like about this relationship is I see a deep love here. You know, you might have that moment right now where you don't see it, but I'm seeing a deep love for each other here that can overcome these little obstacles, these little hiccups that's along the way. Let me go ahead and pull a card on this as well, okay? The Weasel card pops in there, and it says, "Be silent, pay attention, and simply observe with your eyes, ears, and physical feelings what is happening inside and all around you." So, you know, while you're going through this little hiccup, you know, really pay attention on how you're feeling about it, what your emotions are about it, and things like that. But like I said, I feel like that there will be communication here, and you guys will get past this. Okay?
Okay. Thank you.
All right. Thank you. All right. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Yeah. No problem. Appreciate you calling in today. Let's go ahead and, man, I just looked at the clock. All right, we're running down on time. So please keep your questions to one question per caller, and we'll try to get to you, but we are running down on time. Rosemarie, you're on air with me. Hi.
Hi, how are you?
All right, no problem. How can I help?
I was wondering about the last caller about a current relationship or friendship. I just got communication back on with them.
Okay. All right. So you're wondering where it's going, or what is your question
right
here? I'm not sure on the question.
Yeah,
okay.
Where is it going next?
Okay. I feel like that it is going to get more serious as you move forward.
Okay.
I would say just let it develop as it will. But I do feel like it's going to be. I do feel like that was a turning point here. I would see definitely more positive communication, more positive relationship. I would see long term here. I really feel a long term relationship here.
Thank you.
Okay, no problem.
Good thing I called him this week because he was trying to get a hold of me.
All right. Thank you. All right. Bye bye.
Thanks.
Yeah, because I was like wondering what the clicking noise was, and probably was a call coming through. All right. Hold on for just a second. Let's go ahead and talk to Gene. You're on air with me. Hi.
That me, Michael?
That's you. Hi.
Oh, I was afraid you were not going to get to me.
No, I saw you down there, and I thought I'd click on you really quick. How can I help?
Thank you. I have a trip to Florida coming up in November, and I'm concerned about it. Can you give me some insight into the traveling?
I feel like it's going to be okay. I feel like some unnecessary fears are popping in here, Gene. I only see good things for this trip. I feel like that if you don't go on this trip, you would really regret it. I know that sometimes health concerns, things like that, pop in here, but I really feel like it was going to be a good trip for you. So I would say go ahead. I see it being smooth. Actually, it's going to be a really smooth trip. You wouldn't have really any problems.
Oh, thank you. I've
no
got
problem.
All kinds of problems in my head. So
right.
What you've been saying means a lot to me.
Yeah, you know, and that's the thing, you know. You know, the one thing, we have a tendency of being in our heads, and if we go into our heads, we're going to have bad days, we're going to have bad moments, because our head just is going to be talking to us and saying, no, I don't want this to happen for you. But this is really a good thing. This trip is a really good thing, and I would hate to see you not do this just because of fear and you being in your head, Gene. So get past your head and get into your heart and have a great trip.
Okay.
All right. Thank you,
Gene. I will work on that hard.
All right. Hang in there.
Thank you so much.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye.
All right. Wow. All right. If you would like to get hold of me and you would like to set up full readings, you can do that at www.insightswithmichael.com. That's www. Oh, okay. I had like a whole bunch of W's in there. www. So we'll get three W's in there. Insightswithmichael.com. I think I had like four or five W's in there. All right. So it's www.insightswithmichael.com. You know, I remember when I was a kid, I started listening to John Edwards. John Edwards, in a lot of ways, was my inspiration for doing what I'm doing right now, and still an amazing person. I've never had the honor of meeting him face to face. I would love to do that sometime because I feel like he's got a bad rap in the past and stuff like that. And, you know, everybody makes mistakes along the way. And, you know, we learn from our mistakes and we correct those and we don't do them again. But, you know, I remember when I was a kid watching John Edwards, I was like, okay, why is he talking so fast? You know, I was like, blah, 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 blah. And I was like, whoa, okay, that guy talks fast. When you're getting information from spirit, we don't realize we're talking that fast. A lot of times when I'm doing this program, most of this program is channeled, and you know I'm not aware that sometimes I'm talking so fast. So if I'm talking way too fast for you, please tell me to slow down. I don't have no problem with that. You know, because I do notice sometimes that I'm talking fast, and but. You know, that's just who I am. All right. I just want to be sure you get the information, and so I wouldn't want you missing something. All right. Let's go ahead and talk to Susan. You're on air with me. I appreciate you calling in today. Appreciate your patience. How can I help?
Hi there.
Hi. How can I help?
I had my daughter had my grandbaby a week ago.
Oh, okay.
And,
congratulations.
Thank you. And she seems to, like, you know, be leaving now a lot. And okay. So I'm just a little concerned about her. Do you think, like, she's going to be okay?
Okay. You cut out, and I wasn't sure about the question here. I'm not sure on the question. What are you asking, Spirit?
I'm just kind of concerned about what my daughter's going through. And, like, she left for a walk 3 hours ago, and I don't know.
Okay. All right. So you're a little concerned about, yeah. She just had a baby, so she's you know, going through some changes and stuff like that. I think your concern is good. You know, I do think that you need to be concerned about her. There's a difference of being concerned and being fearful, okay?
Yeah.
There's a difference in that. Just, you know, when she comes back, which she will, you know, just see if there's anything she wants to talk about. You know, I think there's a lot of fear here, popping
yeah.
in on her part and stuff like that. And so just reassure her that everything's going to be okay. That's all she needs right now, some reassurance. And,
okay.
and there's nothing wrong with going on long walks. You know, sometimes I'll go on long walks and just clear my head. And
yeah,
that's
yeah.
That's what she's doing right now. She's just clearing her head. And having that moment. But, you know, when she gets back, I would just say, hey, you know, how was your walk? You know, things like that. And just see if there's anything she wants to talk about with you. And all she
okay.
needs right now is a reassurance that she's going to be a great mom. And she is. She just needs a little pep talk here and there. All right?
Okay.
All right.
And the
Thank
baby's
you.
Gorgeous.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, the baby's awesome. And you're going to see that baby every once in a while be just like, making googly noises to something that's not there. Those are your loved ones around there looking at the baby when the baby has that look like, okay, who's that?
Yeah.
You know, it's somebody looking at them. So
I was told that the baby's going to be gifted.
Oh, definitely. Yeah, definitely. Oh. Yep. amazingly gifted, actually. Amazingly
yeah.
gifted. Yeah. And that baby, already around that baby, are four angels, one at the bottom, one at the top, and two on the sides. Definitely really watched over and protected. So.
Okay, good.
All right.
She's got a good daddy protecting her, too. Okay.
Yeah.
That's good.
All right.
No.
Yeah, all right.
She's got
awesome parents, so that's great.
Yeah.
All right. Thank you.
Okay, thank you.
All right, let's go ahead and talk to Laura. Hopefully I said your name right. Hi, you're on air with me.
Hey, Michael, how you doing?
I'm good. I'm getting a little tired, but I'm good. So how can I help?
Yeah. I'm just calling to see if you pick up anything about me having a romance anywhere down the road.
Looks like about March.
March? Any
yeah.
specifics around that at all?
I don't have any specifics. I just heard March. I just saw a calendar in my head, and all I saw was March.
I actually
had a date circled on my calendar. It looked like about March the 16th.
Is that because I get a new job and I meet him on the job, or you're not picking up anything else, just March 16th?
All I'm picking up is March 16th. I don't have anything else beside that. I'm sorry. I don't have that.
Okay.
All right. Thank you.
Thank you.
All right. No problem. Bye-bye. Yeah, I don't have anything on that otherwise except March 16th at the moment. I'm getting really tired all of a sudden. Let's go ahead with Yvonne. Hi. You're on air.
Hi.
I appreciate your patience. You've been on hold for a little bit. How can I help today?
Hi, I talked to glad you took my call again. I was like, I'm assuming he has time for one more question.
Right.
Way earlier in the beginning. I was told I was psychic, and I just wanted to know what type of psychic abilities do I have, or when and whenever, like, or am I experiencing some psychic abilities, I'm just not noticing them. What
okay.
do you think?
I would agree that you are psychic. I believe everybody's intuitive, so... I believe everybody's intuitive. The one thing that I would tell you is I feel like that you feel things, and so what I would do is just try to find a quiet place to develop that. You know, I feel like to begin with, you're going to start feeling things around you. You're going to start just feeling, just a knowing that something's going to happen, you know, those kind of things like that. And then it's going to develop.
I saw someone choke me. Who was that? Can you pick up who that was? I know it sounds strange to say that, but...
Oh, no, that's okay. No, yeah. So something choked you?
I actually felt hands. And, like, it felt like it was
okay.
two or three
All right. Feet. Yeah, the first thing that I'm going to tell you because of this, I'm going to tell you that you need to really protect yourself. You need to white light yourself and put yourself in a bubble. And the other thing, you need to set boundaries really quick with spirits here. And with me, I tell them that there's no way they can touch me.
Okay.
That's a boundary that I have. You know, that if that's choking you, that's not a good spirit. A good spirit's not going to choke you. Okay?
Yeah.
So that concerns me that there's some choking. Anytime a spirit's pushing on you or hitting on you, or doing those kind of things, that's not a friendly spirit. And so that concerns me immediately. And red flags pop up, and I go on the defense here. The one thing I would tell you is set boundaries with them. Say, hey, you know what, I don't mind talking to you, but, you know, you're going to talk to me during these hours. I would, you know, set hours. You know, I have set hours. After a certain time at night, at about 11 o'clock at night, I tell spirits, I said, no, you can't talk to me anymore. I'm going to bed, you know. And so, you know, you got to set boundaries. And a lot of people don't do that, especially when they get in the metaphysical world. We don't set boundaries. And so you need to set boundaries and say, hey, no pushing, no choking, none of that stuff. Next time that happens, it does happen again, just, you know, stand in the truth that's within you and say, hey, don't touch me. And you know, go away. And if that don't work, you know, contact me and we'll work on, you know, teaching you some things to help you. But no choking, that's not a good spirit. Okay?
Yeah, pick up on who that was, that you.
I think it was just a spirit just running through. I don't know who it was. You know, you do have some mediumship abilities as well. You know, a lot of times we just have spirits that just pass through. And that's all I think it was. You know, I would, you know, if it happens again, you know, I would smudge my house and, you know, stuff like that. But, you know, if it continues happening, let me know. All right.
Okay. Thank you so much.
No problem. All right. Bye bye. Yeah, bye-bye. You can get a hold of me. That's the last call of the day. I'm just worn out. So no more calls for today. But if you would like to set up a reading with me, you can do so at www.insightswithmichael.com. You can set those up for tomorrow, actually, if you want to. Like I said, you can't schedule today for today, but you can schedule. I don't have any time for today, but you can schedule tomorrow if you want. So it's www.insightswithmichael.com. My prices are on sale right now, half off. That's very affordable. Compared to a lot of other readers, affordable. And the one thing that I take pride in is accuracy. My readings are pretty precise, pretty right on. I'm not giving myself a big head. I'm just telling you how it is. And there's nothing wrong with that. I've worked really hard on developing my gifts, and I'm so thankful for Spirit giving me that accuracy of clarity and stuff like that. There's nothing wrong with saying those kind of things. I appreciate everybody listening to the show today. We're out of time, actually. And so I appreciate everybody listening and being a part of the show. You guys were some awesome calls today, and hopefully I did help you. If you would like to get hold of me by email, you can do that by going to my email address, which is youareawakening@gmail.com. You can drop me an email anytime there. We will be on air. When will we be on air again? Monday. We will be on air Monday. I don't know when we're going to be on yet, so just pay attention to the show page on Monday. And like I said, I will be in Springfield, Missouri next Saturday. That event will start at 6:30 in Springfield, Missouri. Looking, it'd be nice to see you there. I've had a few people pop in that listened to the show before, and so it would be nice to see you there if you would like to make a trip out of it. And so I don't know. I just feel like it's going to be a really good event, and so I'm excited about it. Let's see. I guess I'm going to go ahead and close out. I don't feel anything else. So you be you, I'll be me, and together we will get there. We'll be on air Monday. I don't know when yet on Monday, but we will be on air sometime Monday. And have a great rest of the weekend. Enjoy your weekend. And like I said, you be you, I'll be me, and together we'll get there. You know, part of loving yourself is being you. Really finding out that, every single day, do you know that I'm learning more and more about me, and I'm loving more and more of me as I just let that happen. And so appreciate that. All right. Peace be with you until we meet again. I'll talk to you later. You have been listening to Spiritual Talk Radio. Bye-bye, guys.
Peace be with you, as you roll on by me tomorrow. Heart roll. I hope that you're